Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. After Biff's rather brutal explanation of his reasons for refusing to accept his father's marriage to Nancy Wayne, Kurt Bradley returned home alone, explaining his son had a date but would be back later. It's well past Biff's usual homecoming time now, and as Kurt, Nancy, and Mr. and Mrs. Young sit together in the living room, casual conversation becomes increasingly difficult as the hour grows later.
I'm getting a little sleepy. How about you, Nancy? You had a long trip. Don't you think you ought to turn in?
Oh, now, don't hurry her to bed. We want every chance we can get to know her better.
We certainly do.
Well, that suits me. But I know how it is when you've just had a long trip. Lots of times you wish you could find a good excuse for going to bed, but nobody likes to make the first move. So I hereby make the first move.
Oh, get out, Kurt. We've got lots to talk over. It isn't so late.
Well, it certainly is late. Mary, is Biff out as late as this every night?
Why, no.
He's got to be, you know. Kids his age like to be out late, Kurt. They stay out when they feel like it, particularly when they're in love.
Yes, I know, but Biff has school tomorrow, doesn't he? And doesn't this girl go to school, too?
Oh, yes, I believe she does.
Well, it's past 11. Surely he ought to be in by now.
There he is. Hey, Biff, come here.
Oh, sorry to disappoint you, but it's me. What's the matter? Hasn't Biff shown up yet?
No, Pepper, and it's high time he did.
Now, Kurt, you can't come back from Chicago and act like a doting father after being away all this time. After all, Biff may have gone to a late movie.
A movie?
On a school night? Mary.
Mary, you know perfectly well they don't go to movies on school nights.
Now, Sam, I don't know anything of the kind.
Well, Biff ought to be in by now.
Oh, Kurt.
Yes, that's just what I suspected. You're trying to say everything is all right, Mary, but you don't fool anybody. Least of all me. I know your rules and regulations about the youngsters being home on school nights.
Yes, but tonight was a rather unusual night.
Where do you suppose he can be?
Well, there's no question where he is. He's holding Gloria's hand. Or if he isn't, he should be. She's neat.
Well, perhaps I'd better call her up and find out whether he's there or not. Huh?
Well, I'll call if you want me to, Mr. Bradley. 10 to 1 there, saying fond farewells on the steps. That always takes some geological period of time.
Does it?
You ought to know. Say, how do you happen to know the number, Pepper?
Oh, I told you she was neat, didn't I?
Yeah.
And besides, she wants to learn how to fly, so she gave me her phone number.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm not cutting Biff out or anything. I just have a photographic memory for phone numbers of beautiful dolls. Hello? Is Gloria home? Oh, she's gone to bed. Well, I'm sorry if I disturbed you. No, just tell her a friend called her. Well, I take it all back. She's already gone to bed.
Well, I should think so at this hour of night.
Biff's probably on the way home. Well, I guess you'll just have to bide your time, Mr. Bradley, and if you'll excuse me, I'll go over to Nick's. I've got to get up at the crack of dawn. I came home just to pick up some pajamas.
Well, thanks, Pepper, for phoning.
It's okay. Good night, Miss Wayne. Good night, Mr. Bradley.
Good night, Pepper.
It's nice to see you around here.
Oh, thank you.
Night, Mom. Night, Dad.
Night, Pepper.
Good night. Night, Pepper.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Can that be Biff?
No, the door's open. He'd walk right in. We never lock up nice till everybody's home. I'll go see who it is. Why, Shanny, I didn't expect to see you here.
Evening, Mr. Young. Hope I didn't get you out of bed.
Well, not unless I go to bed with all my clothes on.
Mr. Bradley's in Chicago, isn't he?
No, he's right here. You want to see him?
Is he? Well, Yes, I think I'd better for a minute.
All right, hey, Kurt.
Yes?
It's Shanny. You remember Shanny, who runs the garage? He'd like to talk to you.
Well, hello, Shanny. How are you? What can I do for you?
Ah, I thought you were in Chicago.
No.
Well, I'm glad you're not. It's just that, having a kid of my own about Biff's age, I got to thinking all the way home.
You got to thinking?
Well, Biff dropped by to see me tonight.
Yes?
He wanted to talk to me in a little matter of business. First, I thought right off that he'd run out of dough, you know, like they do.
But he hadn't.
No. Seems he wanted a job.
A job? Oh, he's at school.
Well, did Biff explain why he wanted a job, Shanny?
Oh, yes, he did. He told me that you'd gone out to Chicago to live, Mr. Bradley, and that you wanted him to join you. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to get some work to do here.
Well, he couldn't have said that, Shanny. He's at school.
Well, that's what I thought, but he told me he was quitting school.
About what time of night was this?
I don't know. A little after supper, I guess. I was down at the gas station.
Didn't you think it was odd, his saying he was going to quit school?
Well, yes, in a way. In fact, I mentioned that I thought you wanted him to finish school, but Biff said it was all right with you, that you didn't care what he did, that you were getting married again.
Did you tell him you'd give him a job, Shanny?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did, Mr. Bradley. Maybe I shouldn't, but it sounded reasonable to me. If he wanted to quit school and had your consent...
Yes, well, he never had my consent to any such thing.
Well, I didn't know it at the time. But I guess I should have asked a lot more questions. Matter of fact, it just so happens I could use someone to help in the shop right now. And I thought if Biff wanted a job, he might as well have it.
So you told him you'd take him on?
That's right. He's awful anxious to get to work. Gas could he start in on Monday. And I told him, sure, and he thanked me. But after you went out, I got to thinking it over. Somehow it didn't sound like you, Mr. Bradley, to let your kid quit school in the middle of the term.
No, I never let him quit in the middle of the term.
That's what I thought. Then I thought maybe I'd better check. You know, just in case he was doing this on his own, and you didn't approve of it.
Well, I'm certainly glad you did, Shanny.
Well, I know if it was my kid to do something like that, to get an idea in his head he wanted to quit school and strike out for himself, well, I'd want somebody to tell me.
And I certainly thank you. You know that. Shanny, did Biff tell you where he was going when he left your garage?
No. Didn't mention where he was going. I did ask him, was he staying with the Youngs? He said he was. But I was kind of cramped, his being here, and that he thought he might take a room near the shop, near the garage. Work steady, get to learn the business. That's another thing that set me thinking, too. It didn't seem to me like Mrs. Young would ever let him live in a boarding house while you were away, Mr. Bradley.
Well, thanks, Shanny. I think I see it all now. Biff was taking things into his own hands and striking out for himself. Now, the only thing that worries me is where he is right now.
You mean he isn't home yet?
Yeah, that's just what I mean.
Well, I guess he'll be in later. 10 to 1, he doesn't want you to know anything about all this, and he'll show up just the same as usual, like nothing out of the way is happening.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Shanny, for coming here and telling me.
Oh, that's all right. When you got kids of your own, you sort of think for other folks' kids, too, if you know what I mean. Good night, Mr. Bradley. Sure is nice to see you. Don't think for a minute I was giving Biff that job out of charity. He's a smart kid, and I know he'd do the job right. Good night, Mr. Young.
Good night, Shanny.
Good night, Shanny. Sam, we've got to find Biff.
Yes.
I don't want to upset Nancy. Let's get them to go to bed, and then we'll just start out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't know what could have gotten into Biff to go away like this.
I don't know. Well, he must be somewhere around Elmwood. Wouldn't have gone far away if he's going to work here. That's one thing.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Who under the sun are you two talking to out there?
Oh, it was just Shanny. He stopped by to tell us something about the new cars.
Oh, I see. Well, you certainly took long enough.
Well, you know, Mary, it's always fun to think about buying a new car, even if you don't do it. But, look here, Mary. Kurt and I are going to take a little turn outdoors in fresh air. Why don't you two girls go upstairs and get a nice rest?
Well, that's not a bad idea, but why do you want to go out at this time of night?
Well, I thought I'd like to sniff the air of Elmwood. It's a long time since I've had country air to sniff.
Well, Sam, don't keep Kurt up too late. Just because you've got him all to yourself, don't think you can talk all night.
All right, honey. I won't keep him up late. We're just going for a walk down the road and get our lungs full of ozone. You go along up to bed and forget about us.
Elmwood may be a small town, but tonight it seems to have suddenly taken on larger proportions as Kirk Bradley and Sam Young wonder where to start looking for Biff. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Mr. Brewster pays a hurried call on the Youngs and Nancy Wayne asks him an unusual question. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.